Blog Talk Radio.
Boko Yang Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha Alhabetit La Asaf Hanimut Lelohim Uze Havu Lelohe Yaakov Su Zenwa Utneto Tino Naim Elnaveo Tiku Vahore Shofa Bakese Reyo Hage Ki Huf La Yisrael Tu Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihose Sam Bezit Alweet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasivoti Misavev Shiku Kape Midu Tavona Bazara Kalata Vahalvet Inu Vasutra Vaam Echan Alme Mbiva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yizere In Tishmale Logiye Vu El Za Dilo Tishkahave Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Me'ewet Midrayim Hachese Va'amale Veloshama Ame Lakole Vinizeyer Lo Avale Va Asahe Bishweli Leba Yaku Bimboa Zote Lu Ame Shomea Li Israel Birwake Yahaleko Kima Oeve Apnea Vai Zoe Ashiv Yadit Mazane Yahava Yaka Hashulo Vihe Ita Loyan Vaya Akile Nehale Heta Umizo Deva Asbeo
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseyah al hagittit le'asav, 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 le'asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzzenu, 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 uzzenu. Harninu le'lohim uzzenu, 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 uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
Le'lohe Yaakov. Hari'u Lelohe Yaakov
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
satisfied. The war is even a spiritual war, you know. Mm-hmm. So when you ever talk about war, don't think so we carry a gun and knife, you know. We're dealing with a higher divinity. Rastaman vibration, which is lightning, earthquake, because the earth, they come back with what it wants, you know, itself, you know.
Because man is trying to be as powerful as God.
We just the Quran and the Bible. When the merciful get merciless, we need to read Psalms 82 verse 6. It's real, so make sure you do real things. Females never forget, you're still queen. Fail until you feel free with wings. In the mail, we ain't got the killer be king.
a play blind, they know them seed. Jah bless me, Jah bless me, Jah bless me. Them say them bad, them get a couple man a read. Jah bless me, Jah bless me, Jah bless me. Lord, them a play blind, but me know them seed. Jah bless me, Jah bless me, Jah bless me. If a system gone 6 foot deep, let them all know how we are on the streets. Make them know the righteousness I do. Let them all judge the rest of it, them can't defeat. Send them a cup and we send them a beat. Yeah, them a walking dead out the street, Lord. Flee my cause, oh Jah, hear my prayer.
Down me heart a cry. Cry for the poor. Sometimes me have to ask the Father why. He got it trick we until we are satellites. But when the rain fall from me roof, you must think the water dry. Water dry. It's a recession, going through depression. Class in session, not a ink the palm elephant. Minute every second, you to run go feed them weapon. Why you think it's a so at the system cause oppression? Yeah, this is a lesson, trigger them a person. Don't get gas up them, you to go perpetual. Too much aggression, them no use no discretion. The system want purge it, need cleanse it, want kettle. Reggae up the ear, them no band deny. I saw me sister Babylon a antichrist. In a this a time that every man fi wise. House and land we want one fi drive. GCC them put it on the rise. And the flower sky I put for my family size. J-Town said them can't ban my vice. Oh, is it nothing? Poor people cry. Do you see me smile sometime? Deep down me heart a cry. Cry for the poor sometime. Me have to ask the Father why. Until we are satellites. But when the rain fall from the roof, you must sit in the water dry. Water dry.
Music was made for healing, not to instigate the killing. We tired that they tried by shooting. Too much tantra killing. A man dead over east, the whole community bars. And if a man dead over south, the whole community bad. This reggae music is on a 1, 2, 3. And on a do re mi. It's the heartbeat of a people. This reggae music, and I know you find me. And I know me find you. It elevates the youth them from out of the ghetto.
I can't touch some lyrics and make some money. And them not talk roots and reality. Them a preach about gun and them not know them mystery. And them not talk about the black pitney. And them not talk about the black unity. And them not talk about the humanity. Oh, you fi take a gun and kill a little baby. Me dead here, them things in a me head daily.
Reggae music, I know 1, 2, 3. And I know Doremi. It's the heartbeat of the people.
Uptown and roundtown man parade to get the food. Nah kill nobody when the general trampos. Born as a gangster but me never confused. Outside to GX2 and then they don't pay the dues. Can't say you a thug and you a rabbi now your scheme. Man nothing for the girls to love if she no one game. That's enough for killing friend them just for create a scene. Every thug you better listen me. How them pretend that them a shatter when all them do a rap poor people. Them a no shatter none at all. Them could no be a gangster like me big brother than Diesel. Them a no shatter none at all. And when the thugs and the general out, who that will make 50 poor people mount. Can't tell you a bad boy when you want to eat your friend vehicle. You want Gangsta them were in a jungle and garden. Rockport down cartel that is done reform yo. The pen on the plate so the general a warn yo. Petty thief them can yo. How them present that them a shatter when all them do a rap poor people. Them a no shatter none at all. Them could no be a gangster like me big brother Dan Diesel. Them a no shatter none at all. If you do that, you are silly Dan. Me never sell out, me friend them in the millions. The world's in a daily rank in a Gilligan. New York, Philly and the talk them in a Boston. We not in farmer, the world that we are top man. If we want a bread, so we don't have time for watch man. If you rob the poor, you damn wrong. How them feel said that them a shatter when all them do a rob poor people. Them a no shatter, none at all. Them who no be a gangster like me big brother Dan. And chant two psalms and light up a biggest spliff, biggest spliff. So let me tell you something, my neighbor. Me have the best weed in a Jamaica. So let's come together and light up a biggest spliff. Cause marijuana people. I don't care if Babylon no like it. Full time we walk over them like a Nike. The devil never yet stop fight God Almighty. The Rasta say the healing of the nation, them not trust we. So them fight Peter Touch and Bob Marley. Now them use the creator industry. See them a make ganja money like lottery. So wanna fi burn, ganja fi burn. If a bush weed, we no want no marijuana fi burn. I say ganja fi burn. We know things that go better when them start put herbs over gold.
The place of me a smoke it bring me to a height me never ever been to. Higher than the plane in a disguise, the stars were blink to. Not evil astronaut, no float the way that my brain floating. Head that get the water, a skull off and think a joke thing. As me rising in the morning, me have to build a slip. Papa for ganja leaf because they know the tea to sip. Bun weed all day, neighbors to smoke and call the fireman. Careful time came. Marijuana na me system. Me and in a see them a fall today. Head tick tock and a mars me say far. Me say mars because she funny left on side. Weed fi bun because it is life. Marijuana na me system. Me and in a see them a fall today. Head tick tock and a funny left on side. Weed fi bun because it is life. If you never bun weed, you turn for your life. God, that no mean say you fi sit down pan corner and scratch palm by your yard. Smoking ganja no mean say you walk list and no fly. A bun a big get slip then come bust case. Police bun weed too, soldier bun weed too. Even Andrew Holness and Julia bun weed too. You want a girl fi breathe, cigarette now got weed. Light up a flip dog, gear cup up up from the weed too. Marijuana na me system. Me and the Nazi dem a part today. Head take off and a Mars me say far. Me say Mars because she funny left on side. Weed fi bun because it is life. Marijuana na me system. Me and the Nazi dem a part today. Head take off and a Mars me say far. Me say Mars because she funny left on side. Weed fi bun because it is life.
Road boy watch your mouth and when you say, when you say. It's like you don't remember when you're dead. Your day at Trenchtown. Welcome to Rima. Wilton Garden Action back in the team. Trenchtown, it's a Bob Marley place. Reggae music, the home of the great. Don't you drop the dirty talk. Picnic and not go to school. Mother nah no money cause the pressures of the city make him run go pick it up. Now Maddie have to feel it cause no food no in a tummy. Last week I find Peter Pan, the ground they pick him up.
Him never know the badness, it was only for a time. He never see the time, he just want to live it up. Rat mat we making money, so we link up fire, we ain't a four more friends. And then me watch you roll them when me take on, yeah. And then me watch you steal them when me let on, yeah. Road boy, watch your mouth and what you say,
what you say.
It's like you don't remember when you're dead. Oh, tell you, you're there, you're trash down. Welcome to Rima. Wilton Garden Action Park in a Daphina. Trench down, this a Bob Marley place. Reggae music, the home of the green. Welcome to the city, when a man not show no pity, yeah. Big city light and everything a shine bright. Politician them a paint a picture like Picasso, like Picasso. Down your dark like midnight, now with no frizzy. Gunshot a echo in a the distance,
and guns and submachines.
Got a put jeans and gabardine. Shot a them a beat it and no care. People living in a fear. They shot the bandy gun like jelly beans. Trench down, welcome to Rima. Wilton Garden, we bad up in a Daphina. Trench down, this a Bob Marley play. Reggae music, the home of the green.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have
Samta Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Bless these imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Y'all really can't stand it whenever I make a post defending black men. There's always a barrage of comments like, we gotta hold them accountable. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for accountability, but when do we not hold black men accountable? It's like every day, every time I get on the internet, someone is always talking about what black men not doing right. As a matter of fact, the only time we do bring up black men is to hold them accountable for the stuff that they not doing. I mean, it's almost like we're letting our personal experiences and the media, first and foremost, dictate how we feel about our own men. Never mind the several instances of black men who are protecting black women. Never mind the black man who pulled a black woman out of a burning building. Never mind the black man who jumped in front of a group of girls and lost his life defending them. Never mind the black men who are taking 12-hour shifts to defend a black woman in their neighborhood. Never mind that the majority, the vast majority, over 80% of black men are married to black women. We gotta stop letting the media tell us that our men don't love us and protect us. That's a lie. This country is hell-bent on destroying our men. Let's not help them.
Black man redemption. Can you stop? Shalom, Chabarim, Rev Tov, yes, I, good evening, good evening. Here, 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 Rastafari, the Wednesday podcast right here, Wisdom Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, we have Psalm 97, which is seen the universal, the universal king, even the king of kings right here, here, here. Here we're at the 16th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Bishalach. When he let go, Bishalach, Shalach, Shalach in the Hebrew, like to send, has the idea to send. When he sent them forward, sent them free, but the translative sense is let them go, Bishalach. Here, here, here. Here we're at the Wednesday, the fourth day of the Shavuah. So here we have the fourth of the seven Aliyot. Here, here, here for today's reasonment, for today's mana. So here the seven readings and feedings, a aliyah a day, right here, here, here. Yes, I Rastafari.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So this Shabbat Bishalach Sabbath, when he let go, yes, I.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, Gevio Yisrael, here for the Rabbi, the Rabbi, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat B'Shalach, Sabbath when he let go, Sabbath in letting go. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 14, here at verse 26, for the Ravi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Bishalach. Note, this is the Shalishi L'Sephardim. This is the third Aliyah, here Exodus chapter 14, verse 26, for the Sephardim. Here for the Orthodox, traditional, the Ashkenazi, here we have the Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Bishalach, and here from the Sefer Shemot, the Hebrew Book of the Names, known as Exodus, chapter 14, verse 26. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe niteye etayadika al hayam. V'yashuvu hamayim ala mitzrayim ala rikbo v'ala parashayu. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the mitzrayim, upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe nitei et yadika al hayam v'yashuvu hamayim al mitzrayim al rikbo v'al parashayu. And Moshe stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, fled against it. And Yahuwah Jehovah overthrew the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, in the midst of the sea. Vayeta Moshe eta yado al hamayim vayashava hayam lifnota boker Le'ayatanoa ua mitraima nasima likaratoa waya na era Yahuwah ela mitraima betoka hayam. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen. All the hosts of Paro, all the hosts of Faro, all the hosts of the great house that came into the sea after them, there remained not so much as one of them.
One of them.
One of them.
One of them.
One of them. Vayashuvu hamayim, vayakasua eta harakev, veeta haparashim, le kolachel paro ha bayima acherehem bayam lo nisara bahem ada echad echad echad. Here redemption, second part by power, the fourth stage of the journey. Here verse 29. But the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, walked upon dry in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Ubnei Yisrael halku b'yayabsha b'tok hayam v'hamayim lahem choma miyaminam u'a nisa molam. Thus, like this, Yahuwah, Jehovah saved Yisrael that day out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Yisrael and Israel, Yasharel, man who sees the true good, the true God, saw the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, dead upon the seashore. Vayosha Yahuwah, and Jehovah saved. Vayosha Yahuwah, Vayoma Hahua et Yisrael miyad Mitzrayim. Vayare Yisrael et Mitzrayim mit Allah Sifata Hayam, Hayam, Hayam. And Yisrael, Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, saw that great walk which Yahuwah, which Jehovah did upon the Mitzrayim, upon the Egyptians. And the people feared, reverence, respected Yahuwah, Jehovah, and believed and amen Yahuwah, Jehovah, and his servant Moshe, and his servant Moses. Vayare Yisrael et hayada ha-gedola asher asah Yahuwah b'Mitzrayim. Vayayir'u ha'am et Yahuwah vayayahininu b'Yahuwah u'a v'Moshe avdo. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevil Yisrael, here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here, picking up Exodus chapter 15, redemption, complete, first item, by blood, Badam, second item, by power, the song of the redeemed. Az Yashir Moshe Uvne Yisrael et ha-shira hazot la-Yahuwah wa-yomru le-mor ha-shira la-Yahuwah ki ha-ga-o ha-ga-a susa ve-rochvo rama vayam. Then sang Moshe and the children, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, this song la-Yahuwah to Jehovah, and spake saying, I will sing Yahuwah to Jehovah, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. Az Yashira Moshe Uvne Yisrael et Hashira Hazot La Yahuwah Vayomru Leimor Ashira La Yahuwah Kia Gao Gaah Susa Wirokbo Ramabayam. Yahuwah Jehovah, my strength and song. Yah Jah is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation, and he's become my Yeshua. He Elohai Haleai, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's Elohim, and I will exalt him. Azi v'zimra Yah v'yehi li Elishua ze Elia v'anawehu Elohe Avi wa eromemenahu Cha Yah is my strength. Azi v'zimrata Yah, and my zimrat, my song, my chant, Ozzy, where's Imrat? Yeah. Why you here, Leah, Leah Shua, and he has become my Shua. Why you here, Lee, Lee Shua, the Eli, where Anuehu, this is Eli, this is my El, my true good, my true God, the Eli, where Anuehu, and I will glorify him, the Anuehu. Elohe Abi, my father's Elohim. Elohe Abi, 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 Abi. Wa e romemenhu, va romemenhu, and I will exalt him. Elohe Abi, wa e romemenhu, and I will exalt him. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. A man of war,
a man of war,
a man of war.
Yahweh,
Yod-Heh-Weh, Yahweh, Shemo, his name. Yahweh, Isha Milahama, Yahweh, Shemo,
Shemo,
Shemo. Jehovah is a man of war. Yahweh, Ish Milahama, Yahweh, Jehovah, his name. Yahweh, Shemo, Pharaoh's chariots. And his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Yam Suf, in the Etra Bahir, in the Red Sea, in the Eritrean Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, in the greatness of thy majesty, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Aye. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together, together. The flood stood upright as a heap. The depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou the ibis blow with thy wind, the sea covered them, then sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like to the eye, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, among the gods, among the mighty? Who is like the eye, glorious in holiness and idleness, set apartness, fearful, terrible, dreadful in praises and eyes, doing wonders? Me, Kamoka, Ba Elin, Yahuwah, Me, Kamoka, Ne Dara Ba Kodesh, Nora, Tehilota, Ose, Fele, Fele, Fele. Thou stretchest out thine right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou, in thy mercy, has led forth the people, Ha'am. Thou hast redeemed, thou hast guided in thy strength, to thy holy, thy idol, thy set apart habitation. The people shall hear, be afraid, sorrow shall take hold on inhabitants of Palestinia, Philistia. Then the dukes of Edom, shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan, shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, till the people, Ha'am, pass over. Thou hast purchased, thou, the I, shall bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance. In the place, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, thou hast made for the I to dwell in.
the sanctuary, oh Adonai, Adonai, thy hands have established. Yahuwah, Jehovah shall reign forever and ever. Yahuwah, Jehovah shall reign forever and ever. Yahuwah, Yimlok, Le'olam Va'ed. Yahuwah, Jehovah shall reign forever, forever and ever. Yahuwah, Yimlok, Le'olam Va'ed. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. And Yahuwah and Jehovah, Yahweh, Yahweh, brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, went on dry in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aharon, took a timbrel, a drum, a kabrel, in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels, with kabrel, thunder bass drums, and with dances. Wa tikach Miriam. And Miriam took, wa tikach Miriam, ha neviyah. Chota herona etta hatof 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 big yadaha vatet ena kol ha nashim achereha betupim uavimocholota. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, Vatikach Miriam, 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 Vatikach Miriam, ha Neviyah, and Miriam the prophetess took, Vatikach Miriam, ha Neviyah, Chota Aharon, the sister of Aaron, Etta Hatof, took a timbrel, Etta Hatofa, Yadaha, in her yad, in her hand, Yadaha, Watet Eina, Kola Hanashi, and all the women went out. Achereha, after her, Betupim, with timbrels, Vimocholot, and with dances, Vimocholot, and with mocholot, and with dances. And Miriam answered them, sing y'all like Yahuwah to Jehovah, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. Wata'ana lahema Miriam shiru la Yahuwah. And Miriam sang to them a song. Wata'ana lahema Miriam shiru la Yahuwah. Kia gaoa gaha susa we rokvo ramabayam. Sing y'all to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Shiru la Yahuwah. Sing to Jehovah. Shiru la Yahuwah. Kia gaol ga. For he is highly exalted. Kia gaol ga. For he is highly exalted. Sus, the horse, with rokvo, and his rider, Ramavayam, hath he thrown into the sea. Ramavayam, hath he thrown into the sea. Redemption, third item, experience, the fifth stage of the journey. Verse 22. So Moses brought Yisrael from the Yam Suf, from the Etra Bahir, from the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, the Eritrean Sea. And they went out into the Midbar, the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the Midbar, in the wilderness, and found no water. Redemption, third item, experience, the sixth stage of the journey, the sixth stage of the tribe. How bitter becomes sweet. Verse 23. And when they came to Marah,
they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And Ha'am and the people murmured against Moshe, against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and Yahuwah, Jehovah, shewed him a tree. When he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and they are, he proved them and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Yahuwah, Eloheka, the I Elohim, true good, true God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes, I will put none, no one of these diseases upon thee, I, which I have brought upon the Mitzrayim, upon the Egyptians. Ki ani Yehovah Rofeka, for I be he who be who he be that healeth thee. Ki ani Yehovah Rofeka. And the people murmured. Vayilonu ha'am, vayilonu ha'am, and the people murmured al Moshe against Moses lemor, saying, ma nishte, what shall we drink? Ma nishte, ma nishte, what shall we drink? What shall we drink? What shall we drink? What shall we drink? Why yitaka Eliyahua, and he cried to Jehovah. And he cried to Jehovah, Vayitzaak Eli Yehovah, Vayayorehu Yehovah, hey. And Jehovah, Yahweh, showed him a tree. Vayayorehu Yehovah, hey. Vayayashalek Illa Hamayim, Wayima Tekua Hamayim, Sham Samlo Hoka, Ua Mishpota, with Shama Nisahu, Sahu, 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 and he cast it into the water, Wayashalek, Illa Hamayim, and the waters were made sweet. There he made for them Sham Lau Hok. There he made for him Sham Lau Hok. There he made for them a hawk. There he made for them a statute. Ua Mishpota, and an ordinance or judgment. U Mishpot with Sham Nisahu, and there he proved them. The Sham Nisahu, and there he proved them. And he said, Wayomer, and he said, Im Shamoa Tishma'a Likol Yehovah, if thou wilt diligently hearken and hear and hearing to the voice of Yahuwah, Vayomer im shamoa tishma'a likol Yahuwah Eloheka v'ha yashar v'ayanayo ta ise v'ha ezanta le'mita'otayo v'shamarta kola chukayo kola ha'machela Ashera samti v'mitzrayim lo asim aleka ki ani Yehovah Rofeka. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Yahuwah of Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, and will do that which is right in his eyes, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none, no one of the diseases upon thee, I, which I have put upon the Mitzrayim. Ki ani Yehovah, for I be Jehovah. Ki ani Yehovah, for I be he who be who be. Rofeka, that healeth thee. I.
war. This isn't a time of peace. It's against the principalities and the powers that are puppeteering the people. And we are in a position to see souls set free.
This has been the ancient war cry throughout all the generations of the Hebrew nation.
Rock! Kasak!
Where does it come from? Kasak, this is the Hebrew, the rock-like oomph of the spiritually zealous heart, the game face of a mighty man, tenacity of soul, the gritting of the teeth of the spirit-inspired warrior, and the baring of those teeth to the enemy. Kasak is possessing a resolute and growling resolve for the glory of God, a flush of spiritual fervor, a tensing of all a soldier's muscles. There's a Kasak. We don't have that spiritually. We should. We don't. Because we don't know what we're engaged with. Did you know that you have the armory of heaven? That you have everything you need for life and godliness to push the enemy forces back? And so when you hear Kasak, your knuckles spiritually should immediately turn white. And you should find yourself gritting your spiritual teeth with a belligerence against the enemy. He goes down. There are souls that must be saved. Okay, that's just Kasak. The Hebrew statement is Barak Kasak. However, in the Bible, where that came from, it's Kasak Amos. The other word that goes with it, Amos. It's heavenly audacity. It's rushing headlong into the most hazardous and impossible battles without pausing to consider the impossibilities. Who had Amos in the Bible? David against Goliath? That's some serious Amos. Okay, he's rushing headlong against the Goliath. It's like, David, you might want to think about this a little. No, I'm not weighing the impossibility. This is for my God. It's a confidence in victory even before the field is taken. It's lambs moving with liquid ferocity straight into the lion's lair. How about the three that overheard him in the cave of Adullam? This is all for a cup of cool water from the well of Bethlehem. Those guys had a moss. They go running out right through a garrison of Philistines to grab a cup of cool water and then bring it back through the garrison. They're being hunted by Philistines all the time trying not to spill a cup of water. That's the moss. Mere men and women on earth are eaten up by the enemy. However, we're not just mere men and women of this earth. We are redeemed. We are bought with a price, and we've been changed into the body of Christ. Amos means swift-footed, all-believing, super-conquering, prevailing faith in the Lord of battles. What happens to the world if Christians once again get Kasak and Amos? You know what the apostles had after Pentecost? Something came into them. What was it? You can say it very simply. Kasak and Amos. Spirit of God. He came in to win. He came in to turn this world on its head. Moses' last gasp. This is his great speech before the Promised Land, which he never got to enter into. And he's laying out the ground rules for the kingdom that is about to be established across that Jordan River. Be strong and of good courage. Kasak, Amos. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Kasak, Amos! Be strong and of good courage. For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Well, what's happening there? The men and women of God are coming to take what was purchased, the promise. You are surrounded by 31 hostile empires. Yeah, that's what they were headed into. 31 empires on the other side of that Jordan River. 31. This is where we are at the Church of Jesus Christ. Yet we are there without a war cry. Let's understand that we are out to win for the glory of Jesus Christ. And even if we die, we win. Doesn't matter what happens to our bodies. We obey, God wins. Now suddenly we're crossing. Joshua, the same name for Jesus in the New Testament, by the way. Yeshua. This is the Savior, the man of salvation, who has come in to bring us into the inheritance. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Rock to sock. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Rock to sock, Israel. Rock to sock, men and women of God Almighty. All the powers of earth and hell that come against your soul, and all the powers of earth and hell that are puppeteering the lost masses, you hit them square in the teeth. And you show love to this world, to anyone who would spit in your face. You serve them and you love them in return and say, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Rock a sock, Israel.
Lift up his eyes and up. Heaven declares love. your greatness in all things. In your head, whoa,
over hills and valleys and plains,
Jaren, Jaren, Jaren,
over hills and valleys and plains,
Jah live and live again,
over hills and valleys and plains,
Jaren, Jaren, Jaren,
over hills and valleys and plains,
Jah live and live again, yeah.
Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world, the earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Life is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, 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 of his holiness.
בזין. אדוני מלאך תגל הארץ, ישמחו איים רבים. ענן וערפל סביביו, צדק ומשפט מכון כסאו. אש לפניו תלך, ותלהט סביב צריו. העיר וברכיו תבל, ראתה ותחל הארץ. הרים כדונג נמסו מלפני אדוני, מלפני אדון כל הארץ. הגידו השמיים צדקו, וראו כל העמים כבודו. יבושו כל עובדי פסל המתהללים באלילים, השתחוו לו כל אלוהים. שמעה ותשמח צדיון, ותגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך, אדוני. כי אתה, אדוני, עליון על כל הארץ, מאוד נעלית על כל אלוהים. אוהבי אדוני שנאורה, שומר נפשות חסידיו, מיד רשעים יצילם. אור זרוע לצדיק, ולישרי לב שמחה. שמחו צדיקים באדוני, והודו לזכר קודשו.
Yes, yes, yes. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Sadei Zain, Psalm XCVII, Psalm 97. The universal, the universal king. This psalm, this Mizmor, develops the theme of the concluding verse of the preceding psalm. It tells of the effects which result from Elohim's assumption of the judgeship over the world. The dismay it creates for the wicked, for the ratchet, and the light, the illumination it brings for Ha-Tzadik, for the Tzadikim, the Tzadikan, the righteous. The author of this Mizmor, this psalm, this chant, this intonation, is said not to be an original poet, but he was a masterly hymn writer. There is scarcely a phrase in the Mizmor which is not borrowed, but he combines the language of earlier psalmists and prophets into a costly mosaic with a skill which is worthy of the occasion. All rising to the occasion of the universal king. Look to the east. Look to Africa, where a black man shall be crowned king. In him you will find, seek and you will find the Redeemer. He makes Einai feel that he has been deeply moved in today's daily psalm and inspired to recognize the greatness of the crisis, who Christ is. Christ in his kingly character. Yes, I. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Sadei Zain, the universal, the universal king. Yahweh Malak Tagel Haaretz Yismechu Iyim Rabim. Yahweh Jehovah Reigneth. Yahweh Malak Tagel Haaret, make the earthly plain. Tagel Haaret, rejoice. Yismuchu Yim Rabim, make the multitude of the isles be glad. Anan, wa irasela tzivivayo, clouds and darkness are around about him. Sedek o mishpat mikon k se o kis o righteousness and justice, tzedek u'mishpat, mikon kiso, mikon, mikon, mikonin kiso, are the foundation to the foundation, to the groundation, to the foundation, foundation of his throne. Mekon kiso, a fire, eish, lifanayo telek, a fire goes before him. Uta laheita saviv, sarayo, and burneth, and burneth, and burneth, and burneth up. Burneth up his adversaries. Burneth up his adversaries. Saviv Tsarayo. Saviv Tsarayo. Burneth up his adversaries round and round and round, round about him. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the universal, the universal, the universal king. Oh. Amen. Yahweh Malaka Tagel Ha'aretza Yismechu Eyim Rabim Anan We Rafela Zerivayo Tzedek U'mishpat Mikon Kiso Eish Lefanayo Telek Uta Laheita Saviva Sayo.
Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari.
The son of Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie, is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. O Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
Give the tree of life, so just say,
kings and lords of lords.
And great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, rules highest last and first.
I love you.
He's king of kings, Thunder. Lord of lords, conqueror, lion of the tribe of Judah, fearless imperial majesty, emperor Haile Selassie first. Great is the king, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, rules highest last and first.
I love you.
So here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 97. Psalm 97 as a theme, Chabarim, Jah reigns, Jah is coronated. So we're going to write up the royal Amharic, go through it verse by verse. But first, it's right here, Ras Melakot, here, the order of the coronation. With the opening verse here in today's daily psalm, Exiavia Negese, Midr Hasetin Kadarig, that he who be, who ye be, the sustainer, Negese, has become king, has been coronated. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 97. But first, this right here, order, order, order.
Life and history of thought, I and I, concerning His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First of Ethiopia. Ras Haile Malikot is here to show this nation and the upcoming generation and every living thing that moveth upon iration. His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, born of royal blood, of the royal house of our father David, king of Israel, is the 225th king of the unbroken lineage of kings that constitutes the Ethiopian royal Solomonic dynasty. In the fullness of time appointed, when His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I should be anointed king over Israel, 49 holy bishops and priests of the ancient empire of Ethiopia arrayed themselves in 7 groups of 7 for 7 days and 7 nights in the 7 corners of the Holy St. George's Cathedral in Addis Ababa, chanting the 9th psalm of our father David, without ceasing and without rest. Then, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I carved his white silk communion robe along with his Empress Mani, had just completed a night of prayer at the most holy altar within the cathedral. He opened the doors of the Holy of Holies thunderably and stepped forth, and preceded by hundreds of priests waving incense burners, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I entered the auditorium adjacent to the cathedral and sat upon his throne, decorated in scarlet and pure gold. And history can recall all the solemn promises made by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I as he sat upon the throne of His Holiness in Addis Ababa. Firstly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I made a solemn vow that he would uphold the Ethiopian Orthodox faith, and secondly, that he would maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, and thirdly, that he would build schools for the spiritual and material welfare of his people. History can also recall the voice of the high priest, Abu Nakril of Egypt, as he proclaimed before the large gathering, "Ye princes and ministers, ye nobles and chiefs of the army, ye soldiers and people of Ethiopia, ye doctors and chiefs of the clergy, ye professors and priests, look ye upon our Emperor Haile Selassie I, descended from the dynasty of Menelik I, born of Solomon and of Sheba, and dynasty perpetuated without interruption from that time unto King Haile Selassie and to our time. And for our large gathering witness the unfolding of ancient Hebraic ceremonial rites. And His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was granted the seven royal insignia of Israel. Firstly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was given his golden sword, studded with precious stones, symbolizing that the words of his mouth are likened unto a two-edged sword, of which he is to use and smite the nations round about, executing justice and judgment. Secondly, he was given the scepter of Israel in ivory and gold, as is written in Genesis chapter 49, that the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Thirdly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was given a golden globe of the whole earth, symbolizing that in his hand, he has the whole world in his hand. And fourthly, he was given the diamond encrusted ring. And the fifth was the traditional license filigree in gold. And sixth was the ceremonial garment. And just as in the days of old, when Samuel anointed our father David, and Zadok and Nathan anointed Solomon, so the Abuna anointed His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I with seven different ointments of oil of ancient prescription, and placed on his head the magnificent crown of pure native Ethiopian gold adorned with diamonds and emeralds, concluding that may your crown be a crown of sanctity and glory, and that by the grace and blessings that we have given, you may have an unshaken faith and a pure heart in order that you may inherit the crown eternal. So be it, so be it, so be it. Let heaven hear and earth listen, and all the foundations thereof be still, and know that His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I is the everlasting King of glory. Honor, majesty, power and dominion are laid upon him, and righteousness, justice and judgment is the habitation of his throne. These are the things which many prophets and righteous men of old have desired to see and have not seen them, and have desired to hear and have not heard them. But ye, blessed are your ears that have heard, and your eyes that have seen, of the glory of His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, Selah.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now.
And here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmor Zetana Sedist Bekenfuist Zetana Sebat. So here, we have psalm in the royal Amharic from the ancient numbering is Zetana Sedist 96, Bekenfuist in the parentheses. We have it corresponding here with what we're used to in the West and in the world as Psalm 97. So the ancient numbering was Psalm 96, Bekenfuist, Zetana, 90, Sabbat, 90 and 7. Today's daily Psalm, Psalm 97, Psalm XCVII. And the theme here, today's daily Psalm, is the universal king. The universal Negus, the universal King Melech, Hear, hear, hear. And this psalm, today's daily psalm, it develops the theme of the concluding verse of the preceding psalm. What is the concluding verse of the preceding psalm? Psalm 96, that's numbered as Psalm 96. It says, before the Lord, for he has come. For he has come to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Hear, hear, hear. Let's bring this out right here. The concluding verse of the preceding psalm right here. We have Psalm 96, and we have verse 13, Bamarinya in the Metzach Kedus, which reads, Yemetalina. The Mizrlai Lifard Yemetalina Ursum Alamin the Siddik Ahzabinim the Kinanet Yifarda. Now the KJV I think translates it slightly differently right here. It says before the Lord, before Xiavi the sustainer, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. So Hebraically bringing out faithfulness, the word faithfulness in the Hebrew, the word faithfulness, the word truth from a common root. Here, 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 Bamarinya, we have Bekinanet. Here bringing out the Hebraic Bekinanet, kin, like straightforward, like direct, integrity. The idea right here can be brought out as integrity. Here it reads, Yemetalina, for he come, for he will come, for he come. Yemetalina, the midr lai, upon the midr, upon the earthly plane, li fard, to judge. Yemetalina, for he is come upon the earth to judge. For he is come, for he is coming upon the earth, he is coming to judge. Now what's interesting is that in the English, it says before the Lord. Here in this verse, we don't have Exiavia. We don't have the seven-letter name of Jehovah here. Here, here, here. Just that, for he will come, for he is coming. Yemetalina, the midrlai lifard, yemetalina, ursu, and he himself, ursu, he himself, ursu, and he himself, alamin, the world, bezidik, in righteousness, ahizabinim, and the peoples, ahizabinim, and the peoples, bekinanet, straightforward, with integrity, bekinanet, yifardal, he will judge the peoples, and he himself will judge the world, alamin bezidik, in righteousness, Ahizabinim, and the peoples, to say like the Gentiles, other nations, the Hebrew, the Goyim, the nations, international community, the other nations other than Yisrael, Ahizabinim, and the peoples, Bekinanet Yifardab, Bekinanet, straightforwardly and integrity, he will judge the peoples, the nation. So right here, 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 we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 96. The universal, universal king, the universal melech, the universal negus, even negus and neges. So here, the psalm, Psalm 97, developing the theme of the concluding verse of the preceding psalm of Psalm 96. So we have Psalm 96, verse 13 being brought out in today's daily psalm, Psalm 97. It tells of the effects that result from Exiavia, the sustainer, Yahweh, Jehovah's assumption of the judgeship over the world, the dismay that it creates for the wicked, the righteous, and the light, the illumination it brings to the righteous. The author of this psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 97, some say was not an original poet, but he was a masterly hymn writer. There's scarcely a phrase in the psalm, Psalm 97, that is not borrowed or found elsewhere, even especially in the Psalter, in the Book of Psalms. But he combines the language of earlier psalmists and prophets into a, quote, costly mosaic, end quote, with a skill that is worthy of the occasion.
He makes I and I to perceive and even to feel that he has been deeply moved and inspired to recognize the greatness of the crisis. So what is the crisis here in Psalm 97? Well, the key is the first verse in the Hebrew, Mizmor Tzadai Zayin. It says, Yahuwah Malak Kagel Ha'aretz. Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Malak, Malak. In the Hebrew, Malak means, is a verb. Malak has become king, has become Melek. Melek is king. Malak is a verb. Is the verb to become king or to be coronated. Here it says Jehovah, Yahweh, Malak, has been coronated, has become king. Tagel, Ha'aretz, Tagel, rejoice. Let her, let she rejoice. Tagel, Ha'aretz, Ha'aretz, let the earth, let her rejoice. Let her rejoice. Yismechu. Yismechu, let them be glad. Iyim, Iyim is the islands, the Iyim, the E, island, Iyim, the islands, Rabim, Nuf Nuf, and the Nuf Nufness, let the multitude of the isles be glad. Jah's manifestation as king, he who be Yah. He who be the Savior name of Yisrael, Jah, Safar, has become king, has been coronated. Now here, this is also brought out in Psalm 90:93, the first verse. Also in Psalm 93, the first verse, and check the link with the multitude of the isles, speaking about the diaspora, the once lost, now found, the Beta Yisrael in the Americas and the Caribbean. The islands in the Caribbean, the Caribbean, Caribbean, the trans-Ethiopic ocean slave trade, even the Geechee and the Gullah, the Georgia and the South Carolina, the sea islands, receiving that word, that revelation, I shall wait for thy law. We have the prophet speaking to that manifestation of he who be, who he be. So here, the crisis that is brought out in today's daily psalm, Psalm 97, is because of what is said in the very first words. Jehovah has become king, has become king, has been coronated. He who be, who he be, Yahuwah, Malak. Malak is the verb, Melek is the noun. Yahuwah, Malak, he who be, who he be, has become king. So here, let's ride up the Royal Amharic right here, just getting a groundation, the context here. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, here after the order of Melchizedek, Tzedek, justice, righteousness, the righteous king. So we have Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David, Zetana Sibis, the King's List, Zetana Sebat. Here, Psalm 97, Kuter An. First verse, first this. Besama'a, Bawadu, Amenfis, Kadu, Sahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one source. Egziavi her negese, Nidr, Hasetin, Tadarik, Bizu, Desetochim, Desibelacho. Egziavi her sustainer, reigneth. Egziavi her Negese, negese, negese is the verb to become king or to be coronated, and negus, negus is the noun. Here, exiavihar negese, the sustainer, exiavihar has become king, has become negus. Exiavihar negese, midr hasetin tadarig, let the midr, let the earth, let her rejoice. Hasetin Tadarik, Bizu, Desetochim, and the Bizu, Nuf Nuf, Desetoch, Desetoch, islands, Desetochim, and the Nufness of the islands, Desibelacho, and may the multitude of the isles be glad. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Demena, Chigagim, Bezuriao, Nacho, Sidikna, Ferd, Yet Zufanu Meseret Nacho, clouds and darkness round about him, righteousness and judgment, the habitation of his throne. Demena, Demena, cloud, the cloud, cloud, Demena, Igagim, Igagim, and darkness, like kind of like the cloudy, foggy darkness, Igagim, Demena, Igagim, Bezuriao, Bezuriao, Zuriao, round about him, Nacho, Nacho, they are, Demena, Igagim, Bezuriao, Nacho, Siddikina, Sord, Siddikina, righteousness, Siddik, righteousness, ina and third, third, judgment. Siddikina, third, ye Zufanu, of his throne, ye Zufanu, Zufanu, his throne, ye of Zufanu, of his throne, Meseret, ye Zufanu, Meseret, Nacho, Nacho, they are. Siddikina, third, ye Zufanu, Meseret, Nacho. Righteousness and judgment, here the KJV says, are the habitation. The King James Version uses the word habitation. Gin, Bamarinya, however, in the Amharic here we have Maseret, 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 Maseret. Maseret is foundation, is groundation. Let's just check this out right here, 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 and see what the Hebrew, what the Hebrew says right here. Here in the Hebrew says tzedek u'mishpat. Tzedek in the Hebrew, tzedek, tzedek, tzedek u'mishpat. Righteousness and justice, nikon, 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 an interesting corner, kon in the Hebrew. There's a link etymologically with nikonin, but here in the Hebrew sense, the Hebrew sense, we have foundation, but the foundation, like the establishment, Mekon, Mekon, Kiso, Kiso, of Kiso, of his throne. But here, 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 KJV says habitation, more rightly, foundation. Full of folk, Uter Hulet, verse 2 again. Demena Chigagim, Bezuriao Nacho. Tedikinafer, Yezufanu, Meseret Nacho. Kuter Soas, verse 3. Isat Befitu Yeheda, Telatochunim, Bezuriao, Yakatalal. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. Isat, Isat, fire. Isat, befitu, befitu. In his face, in his presence, the sense of before him, in his face, in his presence. Isat, befitu, yeheda, yeheda, goes, goes, it goeth. Isat, befitu, yeheda, a fire goeth before him, a fire goeth in his face, before him, in front of him. Telatochunim, telatoch, haters or enemies. Telatochu, his haters or enemies. Telatochunim, and his haters, his enemies. Bezuriao, around about him. Bezuriao, yakatalal, 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 it burneth, it causes them to burn, and burneth up his enemies round about. Isat befitu yeheda, telatochunim bezuriao, yakatalal. Kuter arat, verse 4. Mebrekochu, le alem abru, nidr ayetchina tenawetech. His lightnings, mebrekochu, mebrekochu, his lightnings, mebrekochu, enlightened the world. Le alem abru. Le alem for the alem for the world. Abru. Lit up. Caused it to be lit. Midar, earth. Ayetchina. Ayetch. See, she saw. Midar. Ayetchina. The earth she saw and Tanawetech, Tanawetech, and she shook, and she was shook. Nidr ayetchina, Tanawetech, the earth she saw, and she was shook. Mebrekochu, lalem abru. Nidr ayetchina, Tanawetech. Kuter, kuter, missed verse 5. Telarochema kagziavir feet. Kamizer hulu geta feet in the sam kelletu. The hills melted like wax at the presence of a geziavir, the sustain of the good genesis, at the presence of the geta of the sovereign, of the Lord of the whole earth. Teraroch, mountains, in some translations I have as mountains, here we have hills. Koreptoch is the hills. Here we have the mountains, Teraroachim, and mountains, Ka'egziavi her feet, before the feet, the presence, the face, the perception of the sustainer, Ka'midarhulu geta feet, Ka'midar from the land, the earth, hulu, or geta, the sovereign feet, presence. So this phrase here would be, and before the face of the geta in Amharic, geta, corresponding to the Hebrew, Adoni, Adonai, the Lord, the sovereign, before the face, at the presence of the Lord, of the sovereign of all the earth, Kamidar Hulu, geta feet, in the Sem, Kelletu, in the Sem, in the like as Sem, Sem, wax, Kelletu, Kelletu, melted, in the Sem, Kelletu, Tararochim, Kagziavir feet, Kamidar Hulu, geta feet, in the Sem, Kelletu, Kutar Siddis, verse 6. Samayat ye arsuna tzedek awaru ahzabim hulu kavrun ayu. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Samayat, samayat, the heavens, samayat ye arsun of him tzedek, tzedek, righteousness, awaru. Awaru, awaru, they news, the heavens declare, they news, almost like preaching the good news, the gospel, they declare, they news his righteousness. Samayati arsun, tzedek awaru, ahzabim, ahzab, the peoples, the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, ahzabim hulu, all the peoples, nationalities, kavrun, his kavr, his kavr, his glory, kavru, his glory, kavrun, his glory, ayu, ayu, they see. Samayata yarsuna tzedek awaru, ahzabim hulu kavrun ayu. Kutar sabat, verse 7. Letek eret misilla yamiya segdu hulu, bet autotachowim yamiya mekua yifaru. Melaik tu hulu segedulet. Here confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all gods. Here. Letek eret misil. Yetek eret misil. Yetek eret misil. Yetekaretze, that which is like graven, carved out. Yetekaretze, missile, an image. Yemiya segdu hulu, all those who bow, who prostrate, who bend, who bow, who prostrate. Yemiya segdu hulu, all of them. Be tauto chachowim, and in their idols, and by way of their idols, their tauto choch, be tauto. Their idols, those who boast, yeferu, let them be in fear, let them be in reverence, melaiktu, angels, here it has angels instead of all ye gods. Here it says, Malaiktu hulu, all angels, all ye angels. Segedulet, 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 bow to him, bow to him. Kuter cement, verse 8 right here. Yes, I. A note right here. Calling. We got 2 minutes. Gonna go into the grace period right here. Calling. Got 2 minutes here on the live stream for the Wednesday podcast, Wisdom on Wednesday. Here we're in Psalm 97, going through the Royal Amharic, KJV, verse by verse. Calling. 515-602-9761. 515-602-9761. Yes, I. Here. To Kuter verse cement number eight. Adetu sile ferde fiona senta desalat ye yehudam seta lejoche desalacho Zion heard and was glad. And the daughters of Yehuda of Judah rejoice because of thy judgments, O Lord. Abetu, Abetu, I father his father, O father of the house, Abetu. Sele ferde, because of your ferd, because of your judgment. Tzion, Semta, Tzion, Zion, Semta, she heard. Desalat, and she was glad, she was happy. Ye Yehudam Seit Lejoch, and of Yehuda, Yehudam, and of Judah, Seit Lejoch, Seit, female, Lejoch, children, daughters, to say, Ye Yehudam Seit Lejoch, desalacho, they rejoice, they were happy, they're happy, Abetu, Seleferde, Abetu. Seleferde, Tzion Senta, Desalate, Yehudama Setle George, Desalacho. Kuter Zetang. Verse 9. Ante, Gziabia, Mizr Layo Hulu, Leul, Nehina. Be Amalektima Hulu Lai, Ijig, Kef Bilhalina. For thou, sustainer, the generous Father, art high above all the earth. Ante, the preposition you, speaking to a male. Ante, egziavihir, the midr lai hulu, up above all the earthly plane, the midr lai. Hulu, upon the earth, hulu, all the earth, le'ul, high, most high, le'ul, Ethiopic for Elyon, in the Hebrew, Elyon, most high, here we have le'ul, most high, the prince, the sovereign, le'ul, nehina, for the I are Le'ul, Elyon, most high upon all the earth. Ba'amaliktim hululai, be'amaliktim hululai. The Amalikt is the word in the Amharic for gods, to say gods, right? The Amaliktim, and upon the gods, hulu, all of them, lie above and above, upon, above all the God, ijig, very much like far, to say far above, far, very above, far above. The Amaliktim ahulu lie ijig, kef bilhalina. Thou, the I art exalted, far above, very much above all the gods. Kuter Asr, verse 10. Egziavirin yemita wadu kafatina tillu. Egziavir ye kedusanun nefsoch yitabkav. Ka hata anim ijig yadinachuav. Ye all that love Egziavir sustainer hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Egziavi herin, the sustainer, here with the definite article, the ne, emphasis on Egziavi as a subject, yemita weddu, y'all who love, yemita weddu, all y'all who wadada, so to speak, wadeda yamita wedu. All y'all who love exiavi hasdena. Cha hova exiavi herin yamita wedu. Kafatin tilu. Kafat, kafat, evil, kafatin, tilu, tilu, hate, repulse, repulse evil, hate evil. Kafatin, tilu, exiavi her, ye kdusanun, nefsoch, itabka, exiavi sustainer, ye kdusanun, kdusanu, kdusanu, his kdus ones, his holy ones, his set apart ones, ye kdusanun, Nefsoch, Nefsoch, the souls, the psyches of his Kedusanu, his holy ones, Yitevkal, he protects, he guards, he preserves, he hedges about. Exiavia ye Kedusanuna Nefsoch Yitevkal. Kochat animejit Yadnachual. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Ka from Chata'an, chata'an, the sinners, the akas, the lackers, ka chata'anim, ij, ij, the hand, yad nachual, yadin, to save achual, to save them, ka chata'anim, ij, yad nachual, exiavi her, yamitu wadu, kafatina tellu, exiavi dusanuna, nasocha yitakal, ka chata'anim, ij, yad nachual. Kuter Asara and verse 11. Burhan le Sadikan. Desitam le libek enoch weta. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Burhan, burhan, light. Burhan le Sadikan. For the righteous, burhan letzadikan, light, illumination for the righteous ones. Burhan letzadikan, desetam, desetam, and gladness and happiness. Destam, destam, let libekenoch, for the heart straightforward, the heart upright, libe, heart of libe. It's from a gutters construct, libe, heart of kenoch, straightforwardness, integrity. Le libe kenoch weta, 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 gladness. And gladness comes forward, comes out. Almost to say like gladness emanates, in other words, gladness emanates from the upright in heart. Burhan le tzadikan desitam le libek enocha weta. Kuter asara hulet. Verse 12. Tzadikan be'egziavir desi velachu le kedisinawim metasebiya ameskenu. Rejoice in Egziavihir, y'all righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his idleness. Tzadikan, tzadikan, righteous ones, the Egziavihir, in Egziavihir, in the sustainer, the good, generous Av. Des Yibalachu, Des Yibalachu, be happy, be rejoiced. Be happy, rejoice in Exiavi here, ye all righteous. Tzadikan be Exiavi the Desi Velachu. Le Kedisanaum, Kedisanao, Kedisanao, idleness, set apartness, Kedisanao. Le Kedisanaum, and for his holiness, his set apartness, Le Kedisanaum. Metasebia, metasebia, calling to mind, remembering, remembrance, calling to mind. Lekedisnawim metasebia, the remembrance of his idleness. Ameskinu, 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 give miskana, give thanks, and praises, Isis, 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 I. Yes, I. Rastafari. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 97. Jah, Jehovah, Universal King. Hear, world and heart, native speaker Abraham Chebuda.
መዝሙር 96 በቅንፍ 97 እግዚአብሔር ነገሰ ምድርም ሐሴትን ታድርግ ብዙ ደሴቶችም ደስ ይበላቸው ደመና ጭጋግም በዙሪያው ናቸው ጽድቅና ፍርድ የዙፋኑ መሰረት ናቸው እሳት በፊቱ ይሄዳል ጠላቶቹንም በዙሪያው ያቃጥል መብረቆቹ ለዓለም አበሩ ምድር አየችና ተናወጠ ተራሮችም ከእግዚአብሔር ፊት ከምድር ሁሉ ጌታ ፊት እንደ ሰም ቀለጡ ሰማያት የርሱን ጽድቅ አወሩ አሕዛብም ሁሉ ክብሩን አዩ ለተቀረጸ ምስል የሚሰግዱ ሁሉ በጣዖቶቻቸውም የሚመኩ ይፈሩ መላእክቱ ሁሉ ሰገዱለት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ ጽዮን ሰምታ ደስ አለ የይሁዳም ሴት ልጆች ደስ አለ አንተ እግዚአብሔር በምድር ላይ ሁሉ ልዑል ነህ በአማልክትም ሁሉ ላይ እጅግ ከፍ ብለሃል እግዚአብሔርን የምትወዱ ክፋትን ጥሉ እግዚአብሔር የቅዱሳኑን ነፍሶች ይጠብቃል ከኃጥአንም እጅ ያድናቸው ብርሃን ለጻድቃን ደስታም ለልበ ቅኖች ወጣ ጻድቃን በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይበላቸው ለቅድስናው መታሰቢያ አመስግኑ
Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world, the earth soar and trembles. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
And Scorby from the KJV and the local
מזמור צד זין אדוני מלאך תגל הארץ ישמחו איים רבים ענן וערפל סביביו צדק ומשפט מכון כסאו, אש לפניו תלך ותלהט סביב צריו, העיר וברקב תבל, רעתה וצטח אל הארץ. הרים כדונד נמסו מלפני אדוני, מלפני אדון כל הארץ. הגידו השמיים צדקו, וראו כל העמים כבודו. יבושו כל עובדי פסל המתהללים באלילים, השתחוו לו כל אלוהים. שמעה ותשמח ציון, ותגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך, אדוני. כי אתה, אדוני, עליון על כל הארץ, מאוד נעלית על כל אלוהים. אוהבי אדוני שנאו רע, שומר נפשות חסידיו, מיד רשעים יצילם. אור זרוע לצדיק ולישרי לב שמחה, שמחו צדיקים באדוני והודו לזכר קודשו.
Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world, the earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints, he delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Life is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, of his holiness.
Today, Haile Selassie is courted by all the world. At his anniversary reception, the representatives of 100 nations came to salute the authority of this tiny old man. He was probably the first African leader to be treated by white men as an equal, and the first to be sacrificed by them in the name of appeasement. He's learned to trust nobody, except perhaps his dog. And yet he's won the respect of the world, for there's no man alive today whose life has spanned so much. Now, in his old age, he's practically the incarnation of the history of our time. Time began for Haile Selassie in this remote corner of the Horn of Africa in 1892. In London, Queen Victoria had celebrated her golden jubilee. In Africa, the colonial powers were carving up the continent. But the world Haile Selassie was to grow up to had not been dreamed of. He was born in a thatched hut and christened Tafari Makonnen. And though he was of Ethiopia's royal blood, his childhood on these hillsides was as carefree as childhood should be.
Hmm?
Ethiopia to the world then was not much more than an African fairy tale. In European romance, it was the land of King Solomon's mines, Prester John and the Queen of Sheba, the place called Abyssinia, where the tribe of the Habeshan were supposed to live. Only a handful of foreigners had reached its interior and found among its mountains the source of the Blue Nile. The rest was as dark as anything in darkest Africa, hidden by giant mountains from the deadly curiosity of the world. But Europe's romance was Ethiopia's living history. There was a rich empire here when most of Europe was in darkness 2,000 years ago. Its ruins still stand at Axum, its first capital. And the title of its first rulers, King of Kings, is that of Haile Selassie today. The empire's history since then is a rich confusion of fact and legend. There are still 50,000 people like these in Ethiopia who call themselves Jews of the House of Israel and claim descent from the first Jews out of Arabia 3,000 years ago. They observe the Jewish Sabbath and mark their pottery with the Star of David. Like Haile Selassie's imperial crest, the star crowns the Lion of Judah, the central Ethiopian symbol, begotten from Sheba, who bore a son to King Solomon, and called him Menelik, the first Ethiopian emperor. But the central tradition of Ethiopia is Christianity. Long before most of Europe was converted, the empire was a pillar of Christendom, whose emperor earned another title that Haile Selassie carries today. The elect of God. The
being spread all over another country, another way of thinking. I also heard that you eating is also kosher eating. I mean, you're not eating pork and things like that, you know.
Are you Jewish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rasta.
I don't
understand. Well, I am Rasta with you.
So it's the same tradition as for the...
The lion of a tribe of Judah.
Hmm.
That must be Jew. Judah.
Yes.
What's from Jew? I was classed as Judah.
Yes, 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 yes. Apologies, brothers and sisters. I was on mute for a little moment right there. But what I was saying is that audio right there, when it's talking about the clouds and the darkness, right, even another way of looking at it, in the reality, Ethiopia, the clouds, Ethiopia being in the elevation, the highlands, you know, as the mountains round about Jerusalem, the clouds there, dark part of Africa, so forth and so on. The Bob Marley clip right there, when he's saying that, well, he's a Jew, he's a Yehuda, it was Judahite, and the other Jews are looking at it more in a religious sense, and Bob is bringing out the reality of it. The lion of the tribe of Judah, therefore, must be truly Jewish, the real Ish. But here, the tune that we had shared with the audible Amharic and the Hebrew, I'd like to share this right here. This is Nassim X, and it's called Hashem Malach, Malach, Hashem is king, Hashem Malach, Hashem has become king, the king of kings has been coronated. Jah has become coronated as king of kings upon the throne of, check it out. Midrash coming forward. Yes. God Elbaz, Nassim X, come with it. Yes.
The world make over, Mashiach will come take over. You ain't gotta be me or see what I see. All you gotta do is take a look forward. Lift up your eye to the sky, spread out your hands, say thank you, smile. Get them up, put them up, leave them up, ha ha. Yep, yep, pump up the value every day. Stand in place, heart racing, no words to say. Pressure building, trying to hold my faith. Mind drifting like not today. Wake up from everything. Break out your shell and scream, ha,
you're the king. Hashem, you're the king. Hashem Elah, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Leolam Vaev. Hashem Elah, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch.
Yes, yes, the main chorus right there, Hashem Melech, Hashem. When we say Hashem, Hashem is a way of referring to the YHWH, Yahweh, Yahuwah, without continually repeating the name to say the name. So Hashem basically means a name. It's a way of deferentially referring to Jehovah without the continued repetition that might lead to profaning the name. So Hashem Melech Hashem, saying Jehovah the name, Yahweh, Melech is king. Hashem Malach, Malach, the verb, has become king, the sense of coronated. Hashem Yimlok, Yimlok will be, right? Hashem Jehovah will become king. So here, also bringing out the ancient, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, he who be, he who was, he who will be. He who was, he who is, he who will be. Hashem Melech, Jehovah is the king and the goose. Hashem Malach, Gziavia, Negeseh, he will be coronated, will become king. Hashem Yimlok, right? Hashem Yimlok, right? He will be king. So he is king, he will be coronated, and he is already king forever, the sense of it. Le Olam Wa'ed or Va'ed, Le Olam, forever, Wa'ed, and for Iver and Iver. Nassim there with God El Baz, some interesting lyrics. Really like to go through it just to hopefully ones and ones to like appreciate love, the tune and everything a little bit more right here. Just looking over some of the lyrics right here, see if I could bring it out. But just in the Midrash time that we have right here, because we're zooming into that first part of today's daily psalm, we're saying that Jehovah reign, right? We hear this in the English, reign. But the Hebrew really is bringing out the sense of he has become king. Now, it's interesting because from a theological perspective, we'll say, well, he's always been king forever. But what it's bringing out is that revelation, right? That revelation reveals the truth that he would be coronated as king. He would take on humanity who he created in his own image after his own likeness. And of course, as Rastafari, we see this in the fulfillment of Kedemawi Hale Selassie, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak. Jehovah is king. Jehovah has been coronated. Our father, King David's rock, your honor, we give our lot. The stronger we cling, you drop the blessing, the bracha, success, hatzlacha. The world is yours. You offer it to whomever calls. Very interesting relic right here where Nassim is bringing out the rap and he's adding a little Hebrew emphasis, right? Very, you know, we always bring that realness to our own things. Yes, I, even if they say we convert it, so be it. Wake up, my friend, we gone. We praise in Hashem to say the name Jehovah with all our soul. The Klipa is fighting, we know. Now, the Klipa is Kabbalistically speaking of the demonic forces. The word Klipa from Klipot, it's like scraping of wood, like wood being scraped off, like, you know, like wood, like bark of a tree being scraped off. So, like, the evil forces are conceived as, like almost like dandruff, like a scraping off, you know, like deterioration, the Klipa, the demons, in other words, the Klipa is fighting, we know, we wage in a war, we won't let him go. Even if the world don't turn, the fire will burn, the Aish Tamid. So there he says Aish Tamid, Aish in the Hebrew is fire, Aish in the Amharic say Isad, Tamid means continual. Like, there's a weter isat, to say the continual fire in the Amharic, aish tamid. The fire will burn, the aish tamid, or korban. Korban is the word for that which is offered, like the sacrifice, or korban, self-sacrifice. Yup, put aish on me, saying, yeah, put fire on I. We clapping loud, screaming loud. We're going to take the crown, bring it back straight to the king. Then we bow, Malkut, complete, yuck. Malkut is to say the kingdom in the Hebrew, Malkut, Bamarindi, the Mengist. So he says, then we bow. First, we're going to take the crown, bring it back straight to the king, even the king of kings. Then we bow, then we worship, then we bow, Malkut, complete, the kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, what? On earth. Then we bow, Malkut complete, yep. Pick up a mitzvah, lay down the chet. When he says pick up the mitzvah, when we say mitzvah uses, I'd say do a good deed, but mitzvah literally means commandment. So when it says do a mitzvah, like do a commandment, to do a commandment, to keep a commandment, fulfill a commandment, is ideally to do a good deed. So pick up a mitzvah, pick up something that Jah says to do. And lay down the chet, if you're pointing like hate is actually sin or uckery. Lay down the lack, pick up the commandment, pick up what Jah says to do, and lay down what Jah says not to do, the chet. the shin, the uckery. Olam haba or olam hazeh. Olam, the olam in the Hebrew is the world. Alem in Amharic, the olam haba. Olam haba, the world to come. Or olam hazeh, or the present world, the world hazeh, this world. The feeling is great when we can say, praise Hashem, hallelujah, Rastafari, his name is great. Now we're standing here and the night so clear, like the shine up on your crown. Yay, we, I and I, up so high in the midnight sky, and I will never come back down. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, Hashem Yimlok, Le'olam Wa'ed. And that right there is also found in the prayer book right there, bringing that out. So here, 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 brothers and sisters, just to zoom in on the relic right here to Hashem Melech, Jehovah the King, Hashem Malak, Jah has been coronated, has become king. Here, 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 the Midrash on today's daily psalm, based on the podcast live that we did previously, the prophets, King Tubby, prophecies of Dove, 1976. Yes, sir. Right. Here, live on the air, Midrash here. Look over Talawa, small but very important here, the Midrash on today's Psalm 97, Mizmor Sare Zayin, Psalm XCVII. The verse, the Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, Yahuwah Malach, Hagel Ha'aretz, Psalm 97, verse 1. It proves that as long as the kingdom of Edom abides, there will be no rejoicing in the earth, in the earthly plane. Neither will the name, the Hashem of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, be whole. Nor will the throne of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, be whole. Since it is said, even in Exodus. So here, going to Exodus for the Midrash, the study on today's daily psalm. Going to Exodus chapter 17, verse 16, where it reads, because the hand of Amalek is against the throne of the Lord. Here in Exodus chapter 17, verse 16, here, bringing up the Hebrew, Exodus chapter 17, verse 16. Vayomer ki yad al kise ya milhama la yahwa ba malek midor dor. Vayomer, and he said, ki yad, for the yad, the hand, al kisei, upon the throne, all up upon, al kisei, kisei or case, some might abbreviate it to case, the throne, yah. So here we have yah, we have the name Shah. So more correctly translated, it would be, because, see, here the King James Version says, because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. There's something that has been kind of turned around there in the translation. Here it says, Wayomer, for he said, and he said, ki, because Yah, the hand, al, case, upon the throne, Yah, case, Yah, upon the throne of Yah, milhama, war, la Yahuwah, for he who he be, for Jehovah, ba'et malek, against Amalek, midor, from generation to generation, or from generation. Now here, there is a Midrash note connected with this particular verse right here, pointing to Exodus chapter 17, verse 16, and the Midrash note is that Amalek is the progenitor of Edom, and in Judaic thought, Edom is linked with Rome, or Rome, with Rome, Edom and Rome connection. The defective spelling of the word case, because if you look at it in the Hebrew, it's missing a letter, so some say this is somewhat defective, of the words
throne, and also that Yah, instead of Yahuwah, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, is this Yod-Heh-Yah, is taken as an intimation that neither of them was whole. So the reasonment upon HaTorah is looking at the Masoretic script and seeing the word throne being written somewhat defectively or not fully. Instead of Kisei, is case. Kisei, case. Case, somewhat shortened. And Yah, instead of Yahuwah, is where the reasonment that neither will the name of Yah, Yahuwah, be whole, nor will the throne of Yah, of Yahuwah, be whole, since it is said, because the hand of Amalek. So here they bring out the sense of the hand of Amalek is against the throne of Jehovah, but here, or the throne of Jah, but here in the Hebrew, and he said, for hand upon against the throne of Yah, for hand against or upon the throne of Yah, the throne of Jah, milchama, milchama, war, La Yahuwah, for Jehovah Ba Amalek, against Amalek, Midor Dor, from generation to generation. So it'll be a generational war against Amalek, who was the progenitor of Edom, and Edom or Edom linked with Rome. But during the fourth exile, there is the fourth exile, and this is another way of referring to Edom, the exile in Edom, or the exile of the Yehudi of the tribe of Judah and the Israelites in Rome, Edom. Another way of referring to Edom, the fourth exile. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will become king, will become king. Thus the Hebrew, Malak, 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 to become king. Melech, Melech is king. Malak. So the Hebrew pointing is very, very important. And then we have in Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9, it reads, the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall the Lord be one, and his name one, Zechariah, Zechariah. In this verse, the name of Elohim, the true good, the true God, is spelled out completely. Yod, hey, Yahweh, hey, Yod, hey, Weh, hey, YHWH. Here, 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 to today's psalm, Midrash, right here, study on today's psalm. The Lord reigneth, the Lord has become king, he who be, who he be, has been coronated, become king. May the earth rejoice, may the multitude of isles be glad. Yahuwah malak, tagel ha'aret, yismichu iyim rabim. He who be, who he be, has become king, been coronated. May the earth, may she rejoice. May the multitude, the nothingness of the isles, the islands, be happy, be glad. Then, for Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the true El, Ha'el, Ha'el, will come to fight against the nations, the Goyim, the League of Nations, and the United Nations. Ha'el will come to fight against the heathen nations, the Goye Ha'aretz, the nations and nationalities of the earth. And thus we have the revelation with the League of Nations and also with the United Nations. Second verse of today's psalm, Psalm 97, Mizmor Sadai Zayin. Clouds and darkness are round about him, but with righteousness and justice, the foundation of his throne. Anan wa Rafel se bibayo. Clouds, Anan, and darkness, Wa-Irafel, Wa-Irafel, and the Irafel, a certain type of darkness also connected with what went on in Egypt, but clouds and darkness, Sibibayo, 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 Anan, Wa-Irafel, Sibibayo, Edek u Mishpata, Mikon, Kiso, righteousness, Edek, righteousness, U and Mishpat, Mishpat, justice, judgment, justice, Mishpat, Mikon, 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 establishment, the Mikon to be the foundation. And we have the man child, Tefari, 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 Makonin. Here we have the Hebrew that connects with the Afro-Shemitic, the Semitic root. Here, Mikon, Mikon brought out as foundation or the establishment, the Mikon, Kiso, the establishment of Kiso, of his throne. Edek u'mishpat Mikon Kiso. He will show mercy to the people of Israel, Yisrael, Amo Yisrael. As is said even in Psalm 89, verse 16, righteousness and justice are the foundation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thee. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound.
they shall walk, O Jehovah, O Lord, in the light, in the illumination, in the light of thy countenance, in the light of thy face, in the illumination of thy person. Hear today's psalm, verse 3. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his adversaries round about. A fire, Aish, Aish. As we have Isat in Amharic, in the Hebrew, we have Aish, fire. Aish, Lifanayo, Telek. A fire, she goeth before his face. Aish, Lifanayo, in front of him, in his face, literally, in his presence. Lifanayo, Aish, Lifanayo, Telek. A fire, she goeth, Telek, she trotteth before him. Ua te la hate, Sabib, Sarayo, and burneth, ua te la hate, and burneth, Sabib, round about, Sabib, Sarayo, Sarayo, his adversaries, his haters, his adversaries, round about him. That is, it burns up the nations, the nationalities of the earth. As we have Gormawi Nugus Neges, Gormawi Hadassalasi saying to the nations gathered in Geneva, Swissager, Geneva, Switzerland, the match has been struck in Tovia, Ethiopia, but the flame shall burn Europe. And many were able to receive the prophetic word sound of that word sound that burns up the heathen nations of the earth, even the League of Nations. In the verse, his lightnings lighteth up the world. He lit up the world with his lightning. The earth saw and trembled. The mountains melted like wax. The mountains melted like wax. So here we have today's psalm, Psalm 97, verses 4 and 5. Verses 4 and 5. He-iru, he-iru lit up. Birakyo, birakyo, tebel. Heiru, they lit up. Heiru, Birakyo, his lightnings. Birakyo, Birakyo, his lightnings. Tevel, Tevel, the inhabitable portions of the world of the earth. Raita, wa hachel haaret. Raita, she saw. Raita, Raita, she saw. Wa tachel, wa tachel, wa tachel, and she trembled. Raita, wa tachel haaret. Ha'aretz, the earth she saw and she trembled. Harim, Harim, the mountains Harim. Ka-do-nag, ka-do-nag, na-masu, mi-elifnei Yahuwah. The mountains melted like wax. Ka-do-nag, like wax. Na-masu, the mountains melted. Mi'elifnei, in front of the face, the presence of perception. Mi'elifnei Yahuwah, presence of he who be, who he be. The mountains, the harim are the nations of the earth, the earthly plane, even the League and the League of Nations and the United Nations. The mountains represent their governments, representing the Goyei Ha'aretz, the nations, nationalities of the earth. Hear, hear, hear. Midrash on today's daily psalm, Psalm 97. Now the connection with Egypt is interesting, especially with Amalek, just to make that note right there, brothers and sisters, because Amalek was one of the first, according to the Torah, one of the first of the nations, of the nationality, being a descendant of Esau, and the connection of Rome with Esau also is noteworthy. Here, the Beit Perek, the second section of the Midrash, picking up with verse 7 of Psalm 97. Ashamed be all they that serve graven images. Ashamed be all they, all them that serve graven images. Yeboshu, be ashamed. Yeboshu, be bashed. Yeboshu, be ashamed. Call of day, pesel. Call of day, all, call all of day, the servants of pesel, of pesel, of images, of graven images, called here in the Hebrew, the pesel, pesel. They will be filled with shame when they discover how impotent their deities, their gods, their systems are to help them. Such was the experience of the Babylonians when their might was shattered and Yisrael and Israel restored to his homeland. But hear, 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 ashamed, Yeboshu. Be all they that serve graven images. Call of day, Pesach. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, he taught that in the time, the eighth haba, the time to come, in the time to come, all the nations of the earth will assemble with their graven images in their hands. It's interesting looking at the League of Nations, one of the first times in modern times where all the nations, the significant ruling nations, the Gentile nations were all assembled and gathered together. And if you look at their symbol, they have the symbol of a pentagram. And I think they like to turn things upside down. So it's an upside down, you know, pentagram they have for their pentagon, a pentagon actually, geometrically called, for their symbol. So here all the nations and nationalities of the earth will assemble with their graven images in their hands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will ask them, in what have you believed? In what have you believed? And they will reply, in such an image, or in such an image. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will say, but there is nothing, nothing, there's nothing to them. And He will go on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the set apart, the sanctified one, blessed be He, will go on. Here are the lame and the dumb and the blind whom I have smitten. Make the images come, 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 and heal them. Then the Goye Ha'aretz, the nations and nationalities of the earth, like the League of Nations, seeing that there is nothing to their graven images, will cast them down from their hands, whereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will give some light, as it were, to the graven images. And the graven images will come, and they will worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, so that the Goye Ha'aretz, the nationalities, the nations of the earth, like the League of Nations, will be ashamed and confounded, will be ashamed and confounded. So here, 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 another little midrash note right here, and it points to the above psalm, Psalm 31, part 4. We'll put that on the beamer right there. Moving on, hence, ashamed be all they that serve graven images. Yeboshu, call Obdei Pesel, that boast themselves of things of naught, things of nothing, of nothingness. Bow down to him, all ye, all your gods. Bow down to him, all your gods. Hamita Halalim, Ba Elilim, that boast themselves in Elilim, not in the true Elohim, but the Elilim, Ba Elilim. Hamita Halalim, Ba Elilim, that boast themselves of things of naught, of idols, Elilim. Hishtachewu lo, hishtachewu, bow, bow y'all, hishtachewu lo, bow to him, lawu, to he, even he who be, who he be, call Elohim, all Elohim, hishtachewu lawu, call Elohim, bow down to him, prostrate to him, put your faces on the ground to him, hishtachewu lawu, call Elohim, bow down to him, all ye, all your gods. Forthwith, the nations and nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane, will throw the graven images down to Abaddon, the Abaddon. As is said even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 20. In that day, a man shall cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold. In that day, as it says here in today's psalm, Zion will hear, she will hear, and she will be glad. Shama wa tismach Sion. Shama, she will hear, wa and tismach, tismach, she will be glad. Zion, Zion, Shama wa tismach Zion, Zion will hear, she will hear and will be glad. Why? Ramaza, why? Because of thy righteous judgments, O Lord, O Jehovah, lema'ana mishpateka, Yahuwah, because of thy mishpateka, the I mishpat, the I's judgment, lema'ana mishpateka, mishpateka, Yahuwah, because of the I, righteous judgment, for thou wilt execute judgment, mishpat, 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 upon the Goye Ha'aretz, the nations, even the League of Nations, like the League of Nations, even coming, 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 upon the United Nations, upon their images. Then all the inhabitants of the world will say to Amo Yisrael, will say to the people of Yisrael, the Tsar, the Prince of El, Yasharel, the upright ones of the Almighty Yisrael, the man who see the true good, the true God. O ye, O y'all that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. He delivereth them out of the hand of the ratchet. O hey,
Ohebei Yahuwah, Ohebei, the lovers of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, Ohebei Yahuwah, the lovers of Jehovah, Sonu Ra'a, Sonu, hate, Sonu, Sonu, hate y'all, Ra'a, Ra'a, hate Ra'a, or the Ra'a, hate the evil. Shomer nafshot chesedayo, Shomer, he guardeth, he hedges about, nafshot, the souls, the nefeshes, nafshot, the souls of his saints, chesedayo, of his chassidim, he delivers them out of the hand of the wicked, of the ratchet, miyad, miyad, from the yad, from the hand, miyad, rishai, from the hands of the ratchet ones, miyad, rishai, yad silaim. Yad Silaim, he delivers them, he snatches, literally in the Hebrew, he snatches them out of the hands of the Rishai. Light, illumination is sown for the righteous. Light is sown, or, Zaruah, Latz Adik, or, Hebrew for light, or, light, Zaruah, 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 like a sower going forth, to sow seed, like you're sowing seed, that light will be sown like seed, or Zaru'ah, La Tzadik, La Tzadik, for the righteous one, for the Tzadik, even Melchizedek. This is the great light that HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Isle One, the Holy One, blessed be He, created when the earth was created, that He hid away for the righteous against the time, the Iowa, when He will take it from its sheath, like a man takes a sword from a sheath, when he will take it from its sheath. As is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will say, be glad in the Lord, ye, your righteous, and give thanks to His holy name, His Isla name. Simchu Tzadikim Bayahuwah. Simchu, all y'all be glad. Simchu, 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 Tzadikim. Simchu, be glad. Simchu, be glad. Tzadikim, the righteous, ye righteous ones. By Yahuwah, in He who be, who He be. With Hodu, and give thanks. Hodu, Hodu, with Hodu, and give thanks. Le Zeker, for the remembrance. Le Zeker, Zeker, for the Zeker, for the remembrance. Le Zeker, Adisho, for the remembrance of His holiness, Adisho, for the remembrance of His Isla, His set-apart name. Hear, 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 Midrash, on today's daily psalm. Mizmor Sarai Zayin, 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 Zayin.
Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about Him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of His throne. A fire goeth before Him, and burneth up His enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world, the earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare His righteousness, and all the people see His glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship Him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of His saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holy. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
A king will reign in justice, 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 justice.
Track, mass, track, mass, track, track, mass, track, mass, track, 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 track,
track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, track, the lion, written in the book of life, from the beginning. Jah love is the gates of Zion, more than all the dwelling place of Jacob. Though we are seen and spoken of thee, city of God. Though we are seen and spoken of thee, all the most high of Jah. Jah reign in Mount Zion, Jah reign. And Jah are the lion, the lion. Ooh, well, all right.
Zion, Jah reign, and Jah are the lion.